was at Branson last weekend.
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's there. You know, we were in, my sister-in-law and I were staying in a hotel in Springfield, Missouri. And I was looking through the channels, and would you believe they had 6 Christian stations on the hotel TV?
Amen.
And I was saying, whoa, you know? And she said, it's the Bible Belt. Maybe I should be living in the Bible Belt, or we should bring it here.
Hey, does anybody go to church?
Yeah. Yes, this is for the people that are visiting. They get 6 choices. Anyway, this is by request, Sister Wetzel. The weather is much better here. There's a thunderstorm complete with, those of you that are from the Midwest, complete with thunder and lightning and rain and wind. I'm not on an ego trip. I'm nothing on my own. I make mistakes and often slip. Just common flesh and bone. But I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. A look of love was on his face, a crown of thorns on his head. Blood was on that scarlet robe, hands tainted crimson red. His eyes were on the crowd that day as he looked. He knew me, yet he loved me. He whose glory made the heavens shine. So unworthy
Appreciated those specials this morning. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 13. I want to use verse 7 as our text this morning. The scripture says, remember therefore, or render therefore, to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom. Fear to whom fear. Honor to whom honor. And that's what we want to do today. This is Memorial Day, and we all know what Memorial Day is, because back in the years 1861 to 1865, this nation of ours was plunged into a bloodbath that we call the Civil War. Afterwards, it became a custom in the South to throw flowers on the graves of the fallen Confederate soldiers. And in the North, in 1868, a general by the name of John A. Logan set aside May the 30th as Decoration Day for the graves of those Union soldiers that had died in the Civil War. Back in 1967, that holiday was changed from Decoration Day. See, that's what I knew it as growing up, some of you too. Changed it to Memorial Day. And it's a day of remembering the dead slain in battle. It was made a national holiday in 1971. The history of humanity is written in blood. For countless generations, untold millions of lives have been lost in the violence of warfare. In our country alone, in just over 200 years, we have had close to 1.5 million war dead. Now, today, I'm by no means slighting those of our armed forces who have given their lives in defense of our lives and our liberties. But I would like to take a few minutes today to honor some of those great defenders of the faith who during their lifetime contributed to the welfare of this, our Bible Baptist Church. In our bulletins, we list those soldiers of the cross. And we do that to honor their memory. And I've often thought that it would be nice if we had a board out there in the lobby to post the names, display the names of those who have served the Lord in this place and have now gone on to their reward. We owe a lot to those who are not here today, who have been here and already gone. They've finished their race. We want to give honor to those to whom honor is due. And as I do this, I'm almost hesitant because I surely will be leaving out many of the over 500 people that have made the constituency of this church during the 44 years of its existence here in Chula Vista. It was on June the 2nd of 1968 that Brother Orville Tuck and his wife Golda May came here and planted this church in Chula Vista. Brother Tuck went to his reward from the state of Missouri in 1986. His wife followed him in 1997. There were two, what I would call outstanding, and they were all outstanding, charter members, two of the 19 charter members of this church. Precious people, Henry and Gertrude Hargis. I knew them briefly before they passed on. Henry went to be with the Lord in 83 it was, and his wife in 1984. They left their home to this church in their will. The church never received anything out of it because at the time of their death, their estranged children came in and took precedence over the church and received the property, but nevertheless, it's where their heart was. Then we honor Barbara Poole. That was Brother George Poole's wife. He was the second pastor here. Cancer got Barbara in 1990. They had moved to Texas, where he took the pastorate of a church in San Antonio. Barbara used to teach Sunday school here, of course, and played the piano. She was an excellent pianist. Before cancer took her out, Brother George is still living down in San Antonio. He isn't pastoring anymore. But we honor them. And then I kind of grouped some of these people together. I have always appreciated the widowed or single women of our congregation. I think about, and the Bible speaks quite often of Jesus and those women who ministered unto him. They were as consistent, they were as faithful as his 12 apostles. They were with him, ministered to his needs. They were even at the cross. And we had this family of widowed ladies who were our prayer warriors. And this church is what it is today because of their prayers, their intercession with God. I remember Blanche Henderson, who passed on to her reward in 1982. Nellie Hewlings, who followed in 1985. Nellie used to have a used bread store. She sold day-old bread to make a living. Then there was Belva Fisher. Died in 1991. Dorothy File. We had a van that we went down to an assisted living place down in Bonita. And Dorothy was one of the regular people that attended our church that rode the van. She passed away in 1991. Then there was Ruby DeMori. She was like a second mother to me. We knew that family since we came here in 1960. And I had the privilege of baptizing her husband, Scott, and also burying him, baptizing their twin sons, Mitchell and Michael. Ruby was with us for years. passed on in 1992. We had three ladies that lived up here in the apartments. Ruby was one of them. Then Beulah Kerr was another one. Beulah died in 1994. And the other one was Mercy Font. I think of Jenny Perna, that lovely, beautiful lady who's the mother of Connie. What a blessing she was to me and to our church. We honor her today too. 1996, she went to be with the Lord. Pauline Hawkins, the next year, 1997. Pauline came to church when she was hurting. She had cancer. She had bone cancer. Very, very painful. She went to heaven without being baptized because in her condition, she could not physically be immersed. Then we had a lady by the name of Laura Davis who went to be with the Lord in 1998. Laura was the mother of Gloria DeLisle, sitting here in our congregation today. We talked about Mercy Font, 2002. She went to be with the Lord. Her name was Mercedes. We called her Mercy. Then there was Rosalie Henry. Rosalie was a mother of Alice Barker. In 2003, we were at her bedside in Paradise Valley Hospital when she breathed her last breath and went to be with the Lord. Florine Willard, sat over here on my left, died in 2006. And even more recently, Anna Sutton, beautiful little Anna, faithful to the Lord. I baptized her. She died 2 years ago. And then there was Naomi's mother, Helen Hillsbury, sat over here. What a beautiful soul. And then Mary's mother. She was our oldest mother. On Mother's Day, we always knew who was going to get the box of candy for being the oldest mother. That was Dorothy Rhodes, who went to be with the Lord last year. I still think of her as our oldest mother. That's just some of the women. We had some single men, too, that stood by the stuff. I have some wonderful memories. A wheelchair was sitting right back yonder against the wall at the end of this aisle. A fellow by the name of Al Ortega was seated in it. When the invitation was given at the end of the message, he reached out and grabbed hold of those wheels and started wheeling himself down the aisle. And he got down there about where my wife is sitting, and he reached over there and he grabbed old Bob Lyons, who was his brother-in-law, by the arm and said, "Come on, Bob." And they came down the aisle and they both accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, and I baptized both of them. And by the next Sunday, Al was in heaven with Jesus. Al Ortega, 1985. Hoy Cantwell, 1993, went to be with the Lord. Hoy was an old Texas boy, taught me a lot about my guitar. He was a good guitar picker. And then Mike Trevino. Mike, what a blessing. Mike lost a leg due to diabetes. They cut it off right below his knee. And I remember the hard time they had getting his leg fixed to where he could walk. He was spent about 9 months out in Veterans Hospital out there. Mike, we used to have prayer meeting after the Wednesday night service. The men would go out here into the other room and the ladies would stay in here and pray. And I remember hearing Mike's first prayer. There were about half a dozen of us guys around the table out there. First time he ever prayed publicly, out loud. He's with the Lord. I baptized him in 1996. I remember Carl Ostreicher. Remember him? What a blessing Carl was, who really loved the Lord. I think about Carl quite often because I've got his Apple computer in here in the office, and I can't get into it because I've forgotten the password. Brother David's going to get in there and see if he can open it up. I hate passwords. But that's, I think of Carl. It's full of music. He loved music. And there's a lot of good music on that computer in there. And then last year, Howard Fowler went to be with the Lord. What a precious gentleman he was. Oh, I used to like to go down and visit with him and talk. He really loved the Lord. And you know what? We've had a large group of husbands and wives who have also laid down their arms when they were called home to be with the Lord. Going way back, I remember Gene Turner and his wife, Mabel. Mabel died first in 1984. He followed the next year, 1985. Then there was Earl Bailey and his wife, Nellie. Earl was a retired Navy chief, born and raised down in Louisiana. Surrendered his life to the Lord. Good preacher. We knew the Baileys ever since we came here in 1960. He preached and served as assistant pastor for years and years before his death. Then there was Merrill Smith. Merrill died in 1985. Donnie died in 2007. They were here. Donnie played the piano. Merrill played the fiddle. He's the one that we first got our band together. He played the fiddle. And we had a guitar player and a bass player and a friend that played the banjo, Charlie Bays. They're all with the Lord now. But Merrill played the fiddle for us. Then there was Bob Bass and his wife Pauline. Bob went to be with the Lord in 1988, his wife in 2001. Bob was also a retired Navy chief yeoman. He surrendered to preach and worked with me for a long time. Finally, the Lord led him up to Hemet, and he went up there and started a church in the community center at Hemet before he passed on. I think of him too because while he was still on active duty in the Navy, one day they had a big pile of furniture, chairs, classroom chairs, tables, things like that piled up. They were going to burn them, our government. That's our government. And Bob pulled some strings and loaded up his pickup truck, made several loads, and brought all of the chairs that we're still using in our Sunday school classrooms out there, and the tables out there, many of the tables that he salvaged from the Navy. You can tell they're Navy because those Navy boys would take their pocket knives and carve their initials and on the table and things like that. Bob and Pauline Bass. Then we had Bill Blair and his wife Nadine. Bill died in 1998, his wife back in 1991. They lived over in Imperial Beach. I visited with them quite often. And I'd been over there, and Bill and I were sitting at the kitchen table talking, and Pauline was sitting in there on the couch. Nadine. When I left, I said goodbye to them, and before I got home, she'd already gone to be with the Lord. She just sat there on the couch and just the Lord took her. We had Roy Cashin, who died in 1998. His wife Pat, just last year. After Roy died, Pat, his widow, married Ray Clark. He was with us here for a long time before he moved up north. Then there was Gene Jones. What a blessing they were. 1998, he was a Navy vet. His wife, Emma, she died in 2001. I had the privilege of baptizing Gene in 1996. He and I were in the Navy together, and we were in the Philippines in the same place when World War II ended. We did not know each other there at that time. We were just young fellas. Though we got acquainted later, and in swapping war stories, we found out that we were both in the same place at the same time. We just didn't know each other. Then, they're with the Lord now. Then we had a fellow by the name of Fred Whalen. Fred and his wife, Mary Ann. Mary Ann died in 2005, Fred in 2007. Fred was an old World War II Army vet that got saved in a foxhole over in Europe. And you know, I'm sure glad that his daughter Joanne could be with us today. What a joy and privilege it is to have her. Jay Andrade was another World War II Army vet. He and his wife, Vi, both died in 2008. They were a blessing to us. Then we remember Dale Wright and his wife, Ann. They both died in 2008. They were faithful members of this church for 35 years, working and teaching and giving. They were dependable. Anytime you needed something done, you could give them a call, and they were on the job. By the way, he was a retired Navy chief too. We've had a lot of Navy come through here. Amen. Ray Floyd was another one. Ray died 2 years ago. He was a chief radioman, and he loved that did-ah-dit stuff. I was a radioman too, so we had something in common. His wife, June used to play the piano. She died of cancer in 1989, a long time ago. But there was a time when they were in charge of our song services. He would lead the singing and she would play the piano. And they did a good job of it. She died first of cancer, and that's what he had too. And then just recently, Homer and Cleo Schofield. Cleo went first, 2008, 4 years ago. Then 2 years ago, Homer died. They were our friends since 1962. Took me a long time, but I finally was able to get Homer into the baptistry in 1996 it was. He was already 80 years old. I kept telling him, Homer, you're going to die one of these days. You need to get saved. And he finally did. And then recently, there was Chick Carnegie. Died in 2010. His wife, Shirley, in 2012. That's this year, just a month or so ago. Shirley was an ex-Marine. Died out here at the veterans' home. I baptized both of them in 2001. Interesting thing about them, they both died on the same date. March the 7th. Exactly 2 years apart. Then we've seen husbands and wives separated by death. Going way back, there was Ed McClitus. 1983, left his wife Hesse behind and three sons. Marianne Lyons, 1987, left her husband Bob behind. I was at Marianne's bedside in the Kaiser Hospital over there, praying with her when she breathed her last breath and went out to be in the presence of God. And Jack Meeks left his wife Shirley behind. He died in 1990. While they were out here, he worked putting in the trolley tracks for the trolley to run to El Cajon. Their daughter made our communion table here, did a good job. Looks store-bought. Don McMahon died in 1994, left his wife Betty behind. Don was a good friend. Sue Cates, the wife of Gordon, went to be with the Lord after she got saved from Buddhism. I think that's the first, maybe the only convert in my ministry that I've ever had from Buddhism. But she became a Christian and accepted Christ as her Savior before she died. Charlie Childers died and left his wife Joanne behind. Charlie had cancer. Gene Jones and I went over to see him and were able to lead him to faith in Christ before he passed on. So he's with the Lord. Art Cortez died and left his wife Alice. He died in 1996. I'd gone all the way over to Kaiser Hospital in Zion to see him. I've been over there before. I went to his room. He was laying there with his head on the pillow. And I walked in and said something to him. But he didn't hear me. He just passed away. Even the nurses there that were in the hospital didn't even know he died until I went out and told them. Art was a missionary in Mexico. a preacher, worked with us here in the church, good singer. Stan Christick, 2001, left his wife Susie behind and his trumpet. I can see him now, sitting over here, blowing his trumpet, Susie playing the organ. In 2001, Benny Abbott died, left his wife Marilyn behind. I remember when he came down the aisle and says to me, "Preacher, God's called me to preach." What a blessing he was. I love to see people like that. They're fresh. They're fresh. Zealous for the Lord. 2008, we had a funeral for James Fowler. He left his wife, Earlene, behind. They used to drive with their son, Michael, all the way from Fletcher Hills over yonder in Elkhorn, over here, every service, because they enjoyed and appreciated our church family and our ministry. Edie Driver died in 2009, left her husband Kelly behind. They had since moved down to Little Rock, Arkansas. Then last year we said farewell to little Ruthie Fox. What a loss. What a gain for heaven. Pray for Wayne. Right now he's very sick. Has a touch of pneumonia in his lungs. He's got real bad heart problems. And he's got the flu on top of all of that. And his knee is bothering him. And he can't take the medication that the doctor prescribed for the pain in his knee because of his heart. He fell the other day, went out to visit Ruthie's grave here at Glen Abbey, had his walker with him. The ground is quite uneven and the grave is kind of on a slope. And his walker hit a hole and turned over, and when it did, it flipped him with it. It's people like them, these that I've named, and people like you, who have put on the whole armor of God to fight the good fight of faith. God blesses and God uses his people. What a glorious gathering it will be in heaven when the time comes for us to all assemble together around the throne of God. Apart from our seeing Jesus, the promise of reunion in heaven is still one of the greatest pleasures of eternity. So Memorial Day is a day of remembering. Remembering with thanksgiving. And it certainly extends beyond these walls of this building and embraces all of the saints of all time who have earnestly contended for the faith. But just think, if Jesus tarries his coming, one of these days, people may be memorializing us. I like to trace genealogies, but one of the greatest genealogical works would be to trace your spiritual lineage. go back to the person who led you to Christ or who told you about Jesus. And then the one that won them to Christ. And the one that won them to Christ. And go all the way back. You'll find an unbroken chain of people like you and me. People who believe in Jesus Christ. People who are saved by God's grace. People that love the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, with all thy strength, and with all their mind. Let's stand together, please, as we look to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for these whose names have been called. And if there's anyone up there in heaven listening this morning, if I didn't call your name, please forgive me. My, what a great multitude of souls that are already gathered around the throne of God. We're separated from them now for a little while, but it won't be for long until we're gathered together with them again. Reunited because of Jesus' sacrifice that he made on the cross for us when we were yet sinners, provided salvation for us. And Father, as we have honored these today, we also honor those who are present in this congregation. I thank you personally for each soul that's here. And I pray that each one here today in this congregation may know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. I pray that your hand might be upon them, that they might be a blessing to you, and that they may be blessed of you. And Heavenly Father, today, as we sing a verse of invitation, there may be one here, just one. It will be worth it. If one person today examines their heart and said, I'm not saved. I want to be saved. How can I be born again? If they'll only walk the aisle during the invitation, give their heart to God, what a rejoicing there will be among the saints, both here and those in heaven. So, Father, use this invitation today for your name's honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Number 487.
Let's take a moment here to sing a verse of invitation. If it were your soul, wouldn't you want the opportunity to be saved? Will you pray as you sing this morning? Congregation, appreciate you. Take a little time this morning to greet everyone. That's what it's all about. And remember the service tonight at 6 o'clock. Come out and be with us. We're going to be talking about resurrection tonight. I think you'll appreciate the message. As we're dismissed in prayer, Brother Sam Burton, will you lead us, please, in our benediction?
Praise you.
thank you for all of us here who have memories of those who have led us to the Lord and to those who have had spiritual influence in our lives. We thank you for that. But Lord, bless each one of us here. We do ask that we too might have a legacy, guidance that you will lead us in helping others to know Jesus. And we thank you for that. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.